嗨，各位听众朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶。各位同学，新年呢马上就要到来了，在这呢我们英语 PK 台的节目组要祝我们所有的同学们新年快乐，阖家团圆。在今天我们有一期非常精彩的新年节目要带给大家哦，接下来马上邀请中极限的嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们大家好，我是小高老师。Happy 羊年，羊！
哎呀，一只可爱的小羊走过来了。
Yeah, that's right.
哎呀，真的是说来啊，小高，我们都已经是在一起过的，这是起码是第五个或是第六个春节了。
I think it's the sixth. I can't remember. Gosh, man, time goes by so quickly.
我们在一起真的是一起走过了春夏秋冬，一年又一年啊。
That's right.
很多同学非常关心，说今天是这刚刚过去的一年是 the year of a horse.
Oh my gosh.
那我们接下来要到的是 the year of 羊年，可是这羊年的英文怎么说？咱们在今天节目当中首先得告诉大家。
Okay, we call it the year of the goat.
The year of the goat.
That's right, or I guess the goat year, right?
Or G-O-A-T, 是这个羊吧？
Yeah, that's right, yeah, goat. Goat 的叫声大概是这个样子。马年，
好可爱呀！哎，这羊怎么成马年了
？Yeah, and then okay, the horse was a meh, 然后就变成了马。
真有意思哈，跟着我们的这个声音达人小高老师还每年一过年的时候还都能够感受到这一年什么动物什么叫声。
That's right.
那我就奇怪了，你说我们要是过个什么猴年，过个什么鼠年，那声音你可怎么模仿啊？
一个猴年，哦，猴年这太容易了，是这样子的，
小猴子。
Okay,
太可爱了。
Yeah, 那么，如果是蛇年的话，
蛇年、哎、
大概是这个这样的。
哎呀，听上去怎么都像黑山老妖下凡了呀！
Yeah, that's right.
看来你是不是打算把这十二生肖都得声音都得模仿一遍啊
that's right. ？But you know, there's one that I just don't have any idea. Can you guess which one would I not have any idea?
我来猜 the year of dragon.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's like, what does a dragon sound like? You know, I don't know. It's. I don't think my voice can be as ferocious or as loud as a dragon can be.
可是，在你的印象当中，凭着你对中国文化的了解，你觉得这个龙作为中国文化的一种图腾和象征，龙应该会有什么样的声音呢？龙在天空当中腾云驾雾，无所不能，非常的 powerful.
That's right. So I think that a human couldn't possibly 模仿 a long.龙's 叫声 it couldn't possibly be.
但是你能不能够模仿一下龙在空气当中在云彩里
yeah.
飞翔和腾云驾雾的那种感觉，比如说呜
oh yeah, yeah. 它大概是这个样子。
听到了吗？这就叫做 tornado.
That's right, yeah.
这就是龙卷风。
He was, you know, floating around the room. That was what I was doing. But unfortunately, we still don't have his 叫声. I just don't know what it would be.
不过没关系，我相信大家一定都没有听够小高老师对十二生肖的模仿，对不对
？That's right.
我觉得咱不如先来模仿个一圈，给大家听听看吧。
Okay.
这过节的日子里，大家也想喜庆喜庆。那咱们来模仿一下兔子，小兔子怎么叫
？Oh my gosh. Well, that's the other hard one, because, you know, 一般来说，他们不怎么发出任何的声音，但但是呢，如果你就是用力抱着它，它可能会发出这样的声音。
太可爱了，这是一只小萌兔哈。
That's right.
这小萌兔，可是小兔子也要吃饭呢。小兔子在啃胡萝卜的时候，
yeah.
它们也会发出一些声音的，比如说那个那个那
个。Oh yeah, yeah, 可能 like this.
哎呀，好可爱啊！再来吃一个， yeah. 再来吃一个。好，模仿过了兔子以后，来说说老虎什么叫声啊？
老虎就是，
这是一只多么饥饿的老虎啊 ！What a hungry tiger！
对、yeah.
哎，虎年过了以后呢，咱就说到是龙了，对不对
？That's right、
哎。龙完了以后，蛇你刚才模仿过了，
yeah.
马也模仿过了，
yeah.
羊也模仿过了，
yeah.
小猴子你也模仿过了。
That's right。
来吧，小鸡。
Oh, okay. That's here's my favorite one.
哎呦， 真不错，好有大年初一的感觉啊，一切是欣欣向荣。那鸡过了以后呢，是狗，小狗，
right.
这就简单了。
Oh my gosh, 太简单了啊！有各种各样的狗，先用小的吧。然后
小小的宠物狗，
用大一点的，大一点的。
好，乖乖乖乖，给你吃个骨头，吃个骨头。太微妙惟肖了，狗过了以后是猪。
Oh my gosh, 猪就是。
哎，别忘了这个是高老庄来的高老师啊。
That's right, yeah, yeah.
好，这个小猪过了的话，应该就是牛。
哦、oh, ，牛。
哎，小高老师常常说大家太牛了、就是这个意思。
你们太牛了。
完了呢就是、应该猪过了应该是鼠啊，应该是老鼠。
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you know, and it's funny because I am a 老鼠, you know, 我鼠鼠。And you would think I know how to make a 叫声, but it's probably something like this.
这像不像是 Tom 和 Jerry 里面的老鼠
yeah,
Tom 和 Jerry 里面的老鼠
yeah,
太聪明了
Yeah, you know my, the problem is my voice is too deep you know, Maybe you would be better at making a shoes What do you think?
鼠啊鼠的声音啊
yeah, yeah.
我来试试啊就是、
okay. There that's more like itYeah, my voice just can't get so high. You know, I think you're better at making the mouse's voice.
我跟小高老师在一起主持节目这么久，我觉得我自己也发掘出来了一些声音的特点哈，真有意思。像小高老师这样连中国的十二生肖都了解，都了解的这么多的老美在中国，我相信您对中国的文化以及中国的新年文化一定也非常的了解，对不对
？Well, you know, I think so. I mean.Every year I learn a little bit more and I just love staying here in China to pass the new year it's something that every foreigner should do because it's you know you have to experience it yourself you know just learning about it on TV you know that's one part of it but the best thing is to be here yourself and to go through the new year with the Chinese I mean it's so
所以您认为作为一个外国人如果真正的想了解中国文化还是应该在中国来过个新年彻彻底底的感受感受中国的新年习俗是什么
Oh, absolutely.
我记得在去年我们在做春节节目的时候我们曾经做过一些很有趣的主题、
uh-huh.
比如说像春节抢红包啊
Oh my gosh, yes, I remember that. I remember、at that time what was becoming really popular was on WeChat, right?
对、
People were sending 红包 to each other on WeChat, and that was really cool.
而且今年的抢红包的势头是更加疯狂了
Really?
不仅在微信上抢在微博上都能抢
Oh.
很多同学已经现在已经开始抢了100块钱了已经
Really? You know, it's funny, 我前几天我在就是逛街的时候我路过了一个就是在大街上卖的那些就是空的红包然后我买了5个然后我已经给女朋友送了一封
啊这才送一封啊
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, it was really cool because I've never given anyone a 红包 before. So, you know, now I'm more Chinese. Now I'm giving people 红包 and stuff.
哦我想收到小高老师的红包咯既然都说了有5个包怎么能没有我们的呢是不是
Oh, I mean, I just bought one.
哎
yeah, yeah.
肯定是有我们的一份这个红包很多同学在问说到底这红包的英文应该怎么说因为我们现在看到红包有好几种说法
Yeah, that's a really good question. You're right. There are a lot of different ways to say it. So let's start from the top. I would say, okay, we call it a red package, right? Or a red, yeah, red package, right?
Red envelope?
A red envelope, right? A red envelope. Sometimes if you want to talk about the, like the Yasui Qian, right? We would call it like lucky money or New Year's money, right? It kind of depends on, well, is it Yasui Qian? If it is Yasui Qian, we could say lucky money. But here's the great thing. I often hear Americans and, you know, English speakers literally say 红包 right? You know, he'll say it. Yeah, I got a 红包 from one of my friends or I gave a 红包 to, you know, my loved ones. So the Chinese language is trickling down into the English language, right? So, pretty interesting, huh?
即使像这样的一些新年的词汇，就像您所说的，现在都已经过渡到了英语的语言当中，就直接保留它的汉语原貌，对不对
？That's right.
那所以现在看来呢，我们很多同学，我们不用再去纠结到底这个红包是叫做 gift money, lucky money, New Year's money 怎么怎么样了，咱现在直接说红包。
That's right.
Or 压岁钱，压岁钱估计还没有，不过红包这个单词肯定是有了。
That's right.
啊，那还是真有意思。去年这红包抢的疯狂，咱们讲过，咱们还说过一起看春晚，对不对
That's right. That's right.
叫做这个 Spring Festival Gala.
The Spring Festival Gala, that's right. Oh, man, that's another fun thing that I love watching, and I know the Chinese love watching also. Yeah, just about every year I watch it. You know, I remember very fondly from 2 years ago, mm-hmm. It was, I think her name's Na Ying.
对呀、啊。
Oh, I loved her song.
唱过一首歌叫春天我记得你特别喜欢。
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I absolutely loved it, yeah. So, you know, things like this, I really look forward to during the 春节晚会, because it's like, you know, I see a lot of new stuff, and I see a lot of really famous people.It's just so awesome.
其实逢年过节的时候呢，跟小高这样对中国文化有了解的外国朋友聊一聊春节，很有意思。
That's right.
而且咱们的这个英语学习者们也非常想知道咱们这些到底中国的这些过年习俗英文应该怎么表达，怎么说呀，等等等等。哎，小高，你发现没有，这中国人过春节哈，他不仅仅是在中国，比如说一些华人。
Yeah.
华人在这个中国以外的地方
That's right.
在美国
That's
在欧洲、
right.
在非洲在全世界各地这个华人无论走到哪儿都得过自己的节日
必须的
而且他们过自己的节日的时候一定是跟中国人一样特别的热闹
That's right And it's funny because 我们今天的对话正好要谈到这个
对我们这个对话呢就是要跟大家带着大家一块儿到美国的一个城市叫做
San Francisco.
哎，咱们中国人喜欢把它叫做旧金山。
Yeah, the old gold mountain, right? Yeah.
对，旧金山，我们要到这个城市去看一看，因为据说在这个城市呢，有每年一度的华人农历新春的大巡游。
That's right.
这个大巡游跟我们理解的有点好像，咱们中国人好像不流行巡游哈。
那是。
不过这巡游呢是一种非常常见的一种庆典的形式。
Yeah.
哎，这个巡游呢，咱们有个英文单词叫做
a parade, right?
Parade.
Yeah, a parade. Yeah. So now I should ask you, because you know I still learn Chinese. What's the difference between 游行 and 巡游？
其实游行跟巡游的英文英文单词都是同一个。
Okay.
叫做 parade.
Parade. Yeah.
因为就是很多人大家组织在一起、
yeah.
然后按照一个固定的线路去前行、
yeah.
这个就是游行、
okay.
如果你是有什么目的或者是有什么比如说政治诉求的话、
oh, okay.
哎、咱们把它叫做是游行、
okay,
因为你想 demonstrate something
是
对吧
是
你想表明你的态度
是
但如果你是一种节日的庆祝啊比如说庆祝国庆节庆祝春节大家聚在一起只是表演节目呀、
啊、
欢欢乐乐唱歌跳舞敲锣打鼓、啊
okay.
这个就叫做巡游、
well, that's good now I should call it a 巡游 then because sometimes when I'm speaking Chinese I call it a游行 but it's not, it's a 巡游 okay,
对是巡游
I see.
是、okay. 这个旧金山啊我们都知道啊旧金山是全美国这个中国人或者是华人的味道最浓的一个城市
That's right
尤其是在这个旧金山的唐人街 Chinatown
That's right
哇你要是一去的话绝对是回到了家的感觉
Oh, absolutely You know, it's a shame I've never been to 旧金山 before But of course, I mean, everyone knows All Americans know that if you want to go to, you know, the most authentic Chinatown no question, it's in San Francisco Everyone knows this This is aEveryone known fact.
您是说在美国大家都知道如果你想体味 真正的正宗的中国年或者是华人社区的感觉、
yeah.
一定要去旧金山是吧
Oh, absolutely.、Now, what surprised me is that, you know, in developing today's program, I learned that there is not only, you know, a big parade, it is like one of the biggest in North America, okay, North America, the continent,it is the biggest Asian parade, Asian event.
Wow.
In North America, yeah, so this is no joke here.
Wow, 今天我们可不是给大家开玩笑的。今天小高老师要带着我们所有的朋友们一起到旧金山去看一下在整个北美大陆都最盛大的每年的新年农历新年的华人的大巡游好不好
That's right.
哎，由旧金山中华总商会主办的农历新年的大巡游呢还被誉为是世界的十大巡游之一可见多壮观了。
Right.
而且每年呢都在 Lantern Festival 的前后隆重登场
OK
那么会吸引呢来自全美甚至是世界各地的民众这一场源于早期广东华人移民在华人社区举办的传统节庆活动呢已经历经了百年的发展走出了中国城不但是旧金山湾区全民参与跨越族裔共同庆祝的农历新年的重大节庆活动也成为了旧金山不可或缺的一张城市名片就像您刚才所说的早已世界闻名无人不知无人不晓
That's right、
到底它有多盛大有多热闹呢今天小高老师就要带我们去瞅一瞅
Yeah, that's right、
哎、我们今儿就不仅仅是在家里过春节了咱们今天呢就真正的 要走出门去啊，走到这个旧金山去参加一下新年的游行了。各位朋友们，咱们这就出发吧。
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. You know, it's great. Every program that we have, we go traveling to a new place. And then who knows, you're probably going to dream about it later, Jing Jing.
还真是，我这个春节肯定要做噩梦的旧金山了哈。好，这个对话呢非常的实在。我们先来看看哈，到底我们是怎么来组织这个对话的。好，这是晶晶和小高呢，我们两位朋友在商量一个春节的计划，对不对？
那是。
哎，春节你怎么过，我怎么过？作为一个本土的中国人，我说，快，小高，早点收工，早回家过年啊。
Hey, hurry up, Xiao Gao. The sooner we finish our work, the sooner we can go home and spend time with our families.
你看这句话实在不实在？
It is so 实在. Everyone's thinking this, you know, especially like Friday afternoon. It's like, come on, you know, as soon as I finish work, then I can go home and relax and the weekend's here.
对，就是跟我们周末的心情是一样的。
That's right.
你知道吗，小高，我们通常啊，在这个春节前大概有7天左右的时间。
Yeah.
大概 a week before Spring Festival 的时候。
Okay.
我们就已经归心似箭了。
Oh my god.
就基本上没什么心情在工作了。
That's, oh gosh, I love this. I love this feeling. Isn't it a great? Because we know that in just a small matter of time, you're going to be with your family, celebrating the beautiful atmosphere of the Chinese Spring Festival.
啊，而且你看呀，在中国的这些，比如说像火车票啊，
啊哈，
飞机票啊，
yeah.
你早就在春节前一个月你就订完了，就订光了，根本买不到。
Oh, you know what? I bet you that's probably the first sign or the first stimulation in your mind. Of that, hey, the New Year's coming. Right when you buy that 火车票, it must hit everyone right at that time. Oh my gosh.
就是啊。
It's just right around the corner.
就是这种归心似箭的感觉。这个春节的气氛一起来以后啊，
that's right.
非常的非常的这个激动人心嘛。
That's right.
所以呢，在这句话当中，我们用了一个 the better 的一个表达结构。
That's right.
The sooner 怎么怎么样 ，the sooner 怎么怎么样。
That's right. Yeah. The sooner we finish our work, the sooner we can go home.
就是这个意思。The sooner we finish our work, the sooner we can go home. 越早结束工作，咱就越早回家。
Yeah.
回家干嘛呢 ？Spend time with our families. 和家人一起过年。
That's right.
Spend time with our families. 因为什么呢？因为春节马上就到了。
The Spring Festival is almost here.
The Spring Festival is almost here. 这个句型我们也用过很多。
That's right.
新年要到了，圣诞节要到了。
That's right. Oh, it's almost here. It's just around the corner.
对，
right?
我正想提那个表达呢。咱们学过一个什么什么东西正躲在街角呢。
That's right.
The Spring Festival is just around the corner. 也可以怎么表达？通常是什么重大的节日，对不对
？That's right. Yeah. We could say, oh, my birthday is just around the corner.
我的生日要到了哟。
That's right.
The Spring Festival is almost here. 这句话大家可以在网上练一练啊。好，第二句，小高就说：“是呀，那今年春节你有什么计划呢
？”Yeah, that's right. What do you have in store for this New Year?
什么？我竟然没有听到一个 What do you plan? 可是你说了一个什么短语呢？好，这是我们今天要学习的。
Yeah, what do you have in store for? If you have something in store, right, it means you have something planned, right? So, what do you have in store for, you know, for spending your birthday, right? What do you have in store?
那 in store, 它的字面的含义是不是你有什么在你的仓库里
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Exactly, it's a 仓库里 right? But here what we mean is, what is stored in your mind, right? What plan are you storing in your mind?
明白了。那这里呢 what do you have in store 的意思就是说你在你的脑子里在你大脑的仓库里你存着什么计划
That's right.
对不对？所以这句话呢就被小高老师啊非常生动的使用了出来。它的含义就是 What are you planning to do?
That's right. What are you planning?
What are you planning? What do you have in store?
Yeah.
后面一定要接 for 什么什么 event.
That's right.
是吧 ?For this new year. What do you have in store for this new year? 这句句型呢咱们今天记下来以后以后可以说很多的节日。
That's right, yeah, anything.
What do you have in store for this weekend?
That's, ooh, I like that. Well, you know, I'm going shopping, I'm going to eat, and then, of course, I'm going to go see a movie.
哎，还真的当真了啊。What do you have in store for your birthday?
Oh, well, I'm going to have some friends come over. They're going to, of course, give me a lot of presents. And then we're going to go eat, and they're going to pay for it.
反正啊，小高是绝对不能吃亏的。
That's right.
What do you have in store? 他的意思就是你有什么计划和安排？好了，晶晶说，我吧，就和往年一样吧。
Oh, the usual.
Oh, the usual. 我竟然没有说 as usual as before. 我没有这么说，我这么说的太忠实了。
Yeah, the usual, right? 我们就可以这么单独的说、the usual, right? What does the usual mean? It means what I usually do. It also implies that the 对方他已经知道你的 routine 是怎么样的呢。
哦、oh, right? 所以这句话你使用的时候一定要让对方假设对方是已经知道
That's right.
你平时或者是你以前是怎么过的。
Yeah, 就比如说我举个例子啊、在美国就比如说你去星巴克买咖啡如果你是老客的话也许售货员就知道你他认识你、然后你到的时候他可能会直接对你说 The usual?
哦、他反而柜员反而会跟你说
可以对
the usual
因为他知道你的 routine 你的习惯是什么
哇那这种服务真的是太宾至如归了、
我也
很舒服哈、
或者他可以对售货员说、I'll just have the usual today
I'll just have the usual today
That's right that's
所以 the usual 整个就是一个代词
That's right
就代表我以前曾经习惯我使用的那些东西
That's right 那而我呢如果说我们做完节目之后 我要买什么那当然是 the usual 就是发糕呗、
对对对小龙老师的发糕一定叫做 the usual
That's right
太好了所以 the usual 就是一个整体代词、
yeah.
啊、你熟悉的东西那我呢就和往年一样吧哎，那我往年是怎么过的呢我就回老家一周我陪陪爸爸妈妈
Oh I'm gonna go home and spend a week with my folks
I'm gonna go home 简单And spend a week with 后面是谁呀、啊、我的爸爸妈妈
Yeah, my folks
叫
you know,
folks
Yeah, 怎么拼写就是 F-O-L-K-S So、folks here is very common in spoken English、right? We refer to our parents as our folks right?
所以说在这里在美式口语里 Folks 是特指我们的爸爸妈妈
That's right
我们的父母、
yeah. That's right So if I ask you If I say how are your folks?Right, it means how are your parents? How is your mom and dad?
Oh, how's your folks? 是这样吗
That's right.
Oh, 那就是说你的爸爸妈妈怎么样了
That's right.
在这儿呢，我们用了一个父母，学习了一个父母的新表达，尤其是在美式口语里叫做 my folks.
My folks.
哎，我觉得听上去 my folks 听着比 my parents 听着要高级。
Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting, isn't it?
他听着像 parents 好像就跟小学生似的
yeah
太
平时了
太平凡了 咱们就学点不一样的高级口语哈、
yeah.
我就说 spend time with my folks 来同学们以后大家问你春节怎么过呀你就说 oh the usual I'm gonna go home and spend a week with my folks 多地道啊
太地道了
那你呢
and you
好看看小高老师的计划我打算去一趟旧金山
I'm going to San Francisco, California.
哎，后边还要加上一个州名，对不对
？That's right.
就是 California， 那是哪个州啊呢？加州。
加州 ，My God, hey, I'm telling you, that's where all of the Hollywood stars live, right? The Hollywood 明星都住在那里。
哎呀，可不是嘛，所以大家还是很喜欢去加州的、啊。
That's right.
而且加州呢，据说天气也不错、哦。
Oh my, it's so beautiful. It's awesome.
估计房价很贵。
Oh my, yes. This is a given. Let me tell you, yeah.It's very expensive there, and
但是没关系，咱们可以呢去唐人街。
That's right.
但是你知道唐人街，如果你想住在唐人街一晚上住旅馆
啊，
那么你想参观，比如说参加第二天的新年巡游
啊哈， uh-huh.
那么你猜旅馆一般来讲都有多少钱一晚上
？I don't know. Is it like you know, it must be.Maybe couple hundred?
对 couple hundred.
Oh my gosh.
Like 200, 300, 400.
Maybe even more. Yeah, yeah, 400. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
这里的 hundred 可指的是美元哦。
That's right.
可不是人民币了哦。
Yeah.
所以你要是在唐人街住一晚上的话也不便宜哈。
Oh、
好今年我们要去 San Francisco, California. 今年的3月7号啊这个当地呢有中国年的庆祝游行呢。
There's gonna be a Chinese New Year parade on March 7th this year.
好，这个全称叫什么？叫做 Chinese New Year， 中国的农历新年 parade 巡游 on 哪天？三月七号 this year.
Yeah. You know, so if you look at that date, 三月七号。可能看起来有点晚但是呢我的猜测就是可能他们可能是故意把它推迟到让所有的华人先从中国回来后再举行
因为3月7号这样的今年的这个 Lantern Festival 啊正好是 十大年初一的这个十四天以后
，OK，
就正月十五，所以我们是二月十八号过新年，对不对？二月十九号，所以呢 ，Lantern Festival 一般来讲都是十五天以后，
okay.
都在三月几号
，OK，
对，所以呢，每年的巡游都是在 Lantern Festival 的前前后后。
嗯 ，OK，
是为了元宵节这个日子，所以是三月七号 this year、
okay.
啊，朋友们，如果现在心动的话，还来得及哦。
哈哈，是。
好，来，小高老师呢，继续往下说啊，晶晶就继续往下说啊，等等，我听错了吗
？Wait, did I hear you correctly?
Did I hear you correctly? 我听对了吗？
嗯，
你看英文说我听对了吗？中文说我听错了吗？
哎呀呀
，Did I hear you correctly?这么说对不对
？Yeah, did I hear you correctly?
Did I hear you correctly?、
Hmm.
我听错了吗？你说你要到美国去参加中国新年的游行庆祝
？Did you just say that you're going to the United States to attend a Chinese New Year parade?
Did you just say? 就你刚才说你 you are going to the United States to 参加 to attend.To attend 一个 Chinese New Year Parade? 你到美国去参加中国新年的庆祝。哎呦，我真心不知道原来美国人你也要庆祝中国新年啊。
I didn't know Americans celebrated Chinese New Year.
我真的不知道。I didn't know Americans celebrate Chinese New Year.
Yeah, that's weird.
哎，这个你说这个句型可不可以以后多用多用？比如说 I didn't know that. I didn't know. 就是我不知道。
That's right, yeah. I didn't know, right? Oh, I didn't know you like pizza. We should go eat pizza every week and then it can become the usual.
你应该说我不知道原来你也爱吃发糕。
Yeah, I didn't know you also like eating fa-That's we're going to be good friends. We have a lot in common.
对了，就是我想不到哈 ，I didn't know 怎么样
That's right.
这情况。